With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says U.S. steel will not be sold to a Japanese company. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Standing alongside Japan's prime minister, the president said Nippon Steel would no longer buy U.S. steel as planned.
They'll be looking at an investment rather than a purchase.
No details of the investment were provided. Both President Trump and President Biden opposed the purchase of U.S. steel by a foreign company and vowed to block any merger. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also, the Trump administration sending more soldiers to the border, the Mexican border. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on that story.
The Pentagon is deploying some 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the U.S. southern border. A U.S. official says an order has been approved to send a logistics brigade from the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. And about 500 more soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division are expected to begin moving in the coming days. The deployment will bring to about 3,600 the number of active duty troops at the border. Donna Warder, Washington.
Just hours after finding 10 people dead in western Alaska from one of the deadliest plane crashes in the state in 25 years, authorities are racing to recover their remains and the wreckage of the small commuter plane from unstable sea ice before expected high winds and snow. The plane crashed on its way to the hub community of Nome on Thursday afternoon, killing everyone on board. Officials in eastern Tennessee say two people were killed when severe storms with two tornadoes moved through their region. The severe weather passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County Thursday night. Officials said some injuries also reported. The Trump administration is using federal prisons to detain some people arrested in its immigration background. The prison agency said it's assisting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement by housing the detainees. More at SRNNews.com. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on how the NFL has doubled down on DEI.
League Commissioner Roger Goodell says there will be no retrenchment on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Many of America's major corporations are dropping DEI amidst complaints from customers who don't want to see the LGBT agenda promoted in stores or with their dollars. Goodell says DEI, quote, has been good for the NFL. Corporations that are dropping DEI include Amazon, Walmart, Target, McDonald's, and Lowe's. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say President Trump has had a particularly significant impact on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the most liberal panels in the country. He made 10 appointments during his first term in office, and now liberals only outnumber conservatives 16-13. That's the narrowest margin in nearly 30 years. The Ninth Circuit covers more states than any other federal appeals court. This is SRN News. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says many observers in his country are still puzzled by the lack of support from the previous administration when the country was battling Hamas. Bob Agnew has more.
Dr. Michael Oren says many are asking,
why did the previous administration view this conflict as a crisis to be managed rather than a war to be won?
After all, he tells the Salem Radio Network, Israel was fighting for its very survival against an enemy diametrically opposed to everything both the U.S. and Israel stand for.
Why wouldn't you say to yourself, the goal of this war is not to contain it, not to end it, not to get a ceasefire, but the goal of the war is to win the war?
Oren says he prefers the vision of President Trump.
He said that Israel and the United States together would usher in a new age of peace and security in the Middle East. And I thought that was an extraordinary remark.
Bob Agnew reporting.
You'll find more on that story, plus other headlines, news, and analysis when you log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.